Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. We're midway through the week. And, lots of things happening. Oh, my goodness. Just popping on every corner. We got education leaders who are tweeting and Facebooking ridiculous things and now taking the task over it. We'll get to that. We have SEC football because Nick Saban, he's talking, and it's always hard to get him. And, by the way, they called him Nick 8 times today, and he didn't blow a stack. You know, he's a bit of a hothead. If you call him, you're supposed to call him Coach Saban or Coach. And reporters said Nick 8 different times without a federal case being made out of it, which is, that's improvement, if you ask me. And, yes, we'll celebrate the NBA championship and a Louisville Cardinal who now holds the trophy. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in my good friend. He is the chair of Pan-African Studies, University of Louisville, also U of L law professor, Cedric Merlin Powell. Ladies and gentlemen. What? Oh, wait a minute. I messed up, didn't I? I meant to say Ricky Jones.
You know that Cedric Merlin Powell would not speak to the likes of you, Terry Miner. This is for you, and you better not call me Rick or Ricky. It's Doctor from now on.
Doctor Jones. Doctor Jones. Doctor Jones is back. You know why I did that. NPR. Oh, yeah. A little while ago, misidentified Maria Taylor, and they called her by another black woman's name when they posted the story that Maria Taylor's leaving ESPN and probably headed NBC. And Kimberly Martin had to tweet and say, I promise you, NPR, that's not Maria Taylor, it's me. And so now NPR is having to, oh, no. And, of course, everybody's jumping on, so you think we all look alike, huh?
Well, you know. Wait, so Kimberly Martin is leaving, not Maria Taylor.
No, Maria Taylor's leaving. That was it for her last night, the NBA Finals. They think
they
it's NBC.
They posted a picture of Kimberly Martin.
Correct. They posted a picture of Kimberly Martin. NPR did. And, you know, when people post these things, and it's like they'll say such and such and did this in the news, and then they post the wrong person. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's a madhouse, brother. How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a while because I've been gone on my extended Jones birthday celebration.
Exactly. Are you okay? After I know when you celebrate birthdays, you go intensely and do it for a long time.
Brother, you know, you celebrated my birthday with me before. We had a rather calm birthday some years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this year, man, you know, I celebrated in Louisville. Then I went home to Atlanta. I continued to celebrate there. I got back to the city and had to cut the grass yesterday, and my sweat smelled like bourbon. So that tells you how hard I went every day while I was away in Atlanta. Oh, what a time it was, man. But so I'm almost recovered now, man, back to my senses.
I am glad you're well. Your daughter did well at the volleyball camp at U of L, I hope.
Dude, my daughter was such a beast at one of those volleyball camps, you know, that a player comes in, taps her and another little girl and says, hey, you two, come with me. And she goes out, and they, like, get in the car. And my daughter's like, is this a kidnap situation? It's none other than U of L's head volleyball coach, Sister Danny, who put them in the car. And it's like, y'all too good to be in there. Come work out with me this afternoon. So Jordan, one of her teammates, and another little girl from Pittsburgh worked out with U of L's head coach the rest of the day. That's a true story.
Is fantastic.
So that's how your girl Jordan is rocking, man. She's a true Joan.
I knew that she was headed for superstardom. That's great to hear that. That's just fantastic. All right, Dr. Jones is indeed the chair of Pan-African Studies, University of Louisville, and we talk about various issues, of course, when he gets on the air. But I want to just go back a couple of hours. The Louisville Forum was today, and the topic was critical race theory, and I already referenced U of L law professor Cedric Merlin Powell. And so what was the discussion with the anti-social justice bill co-sponsor Jennifer Decker? What did we learn? What did we take away from the Louisville Forum today?
Oh, Terry, it was quite an experience. And so before anybody gets upset and says that I am characterizing her as anti-social justice, those are Representative Decker's words. She said, you know, she is anti social justice. Those are her words. And she said, you know, she's against any education that, again, in her words, is turning students into social justice warriors. I mean, it was mind-blowing, some of the stuff that was being said. Shout out to Professor Cedric Merlin Powell. Anybody who does not know him, he likes to use all three names. You get really, really smart and really, really powerful, you got to use all three names, like Michael Eric Dyson, like Cedric Merlin Powell.
The Entertainer?
Right. You got to use all three. The Entertainer. But seriously, Professor Powell was incredibly insightful, educational. He was clear of thought. I mean, he was strong, you know, as I tweeted. Representative Decker, not so much. I mean, she, again, as I tweeted, she misrepresented everybody from Derek Bell, who wrote Faces at the Bottom of the Well, to Robin Delgado, who wrote White Fragility, to Ibram X. Kendi, who wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist. So either she didn't read these texts or her comprehension skills are really, really terrible. Some of the stuff she was saying, Terry, would be hilarious if she were not a legislator and is proposing stuff that's so dangerous. So it was quite an experience. And my column is coming out tomorrow on why we need to fight these anti-CRT people.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to reading that in the Courier-Journal. I also wanted to ask you about Black Lives Matter's statement on Cuba. Were you taken aback by that at all, by the stance that Black Lives Matter took, where a lot of people say, wait a minute, hold on, Cuba's been a gulag for 60 years. They've imprisoned dissidents, and Black Lives Matter statement was essentially saying it's a better place than America, treats brown and black people better than America.
I haven't seen it, Terry. I'm going to be real honest with you. I haven't seen that statement, but anytime something comes out from Black Lives Matter, I'm like, what Black Lives Matter are you talking about? Because Black Lives Matter is structured in such a way that it is non-hierarchical. Its chapters are actually loosely affiliated, and all of them function basically as independent entities. So you might have one chapter that will have some real solid people in it, and then you'll have another chapter that's run by some crazy. But what I try to avoid, because people do this a lot, they'll use Black Lives Matter in the same way that you have some folks trying to criticize CRT right now, and it becomes a diversion. So I don't know what Black Lives Matter said. I don't know who in Black Lives Matter said what. I haven't followed it. But, you know, so I'm not decrying it or supporting it, because I'm ignorant to that right now.
Well, you were on your birthday tour, that was all. But it became sort of a huge story for 24 hours and then seems to have gone away. But it's just like, you know, we got to keep Cuba in the right context. That they've challenged their citizens.
Must have been a slow news cycle. Must have been a slow news cycle. I encourage people, quite honestly, man, to pay more attention to the history and what's going on in Haiti right now, because that's a sad, sad situation.
All right, you're right about that. Last thing, the Bucks are champs again. Jordan Mora, who is a former UofL player, is going to get a ring. He's holding the trophy in the picture. Are you okay with that in your stomach? I know you love your Atlanta teams, but now that you're watching how this thing played out, you all right with how it all finished out?
Dude, I'm absolutely cool with it. You know, shout to the Bucks. I mean, if my team isn't in it, I'm going to root for the Eastern Conference teams, because there's so much criticism of the East. You know, people talk about the NBA is totally West heavy, so that's cool. Jordan Wara, look, I want that job, basically the job of a backup quarterback. Don't play a minute, but you get a ring. I'm cool with that, too. And I'm very, very proud of my Atlanta Hawks, who did the city proud this year, you know, with their showing in the playoffs. So, man, I'm like Pontius Pilate said about Jesus. I find no fault with any of these men.
Man, you really have mellowed here after your little birthday week.
I ain't mellowed. Wait till you read my column tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait till you read my column tomorrow. You'll know that I ain't mellow. I just recharge, brother. I recharge. I'm here trying to figure out how I can piss people off to the maximum, go apex intellectual, and body slam them in a wrestling ring. So, no, I ain't relaxed.
When is the next wrestling match for you as the wrestling manager?
I don't know, man. I don't know when my guy's wrestling again. But, you know, people need to be aware whenever he wrestles or whenever he walks down the street, I got his back. Shout out to Tony Bizzo, the greatest wrestler alive.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, don't lose that that edge you have as a wrestling manager, because that's yet another facet of your career. You got 48 jobs already.
No, that is going to be my full career, man. This whole professor thing, I'm letting this go. I'm going to be total wrestling, bro.
Yeah, all right. I'm not buying that. I'm not believing it. All right, love you, bro. I'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday again.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man.
Dr. Ricky Jones from the University of Louisville. He also hosts a show on Sunday mornings on 93.1 for iHeartRadio. We're back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.